Bill, I know you would have loved to have broken the record, but still, looking back, I think you have to be proud of what the team accomplished in those 10 games.
Well, I'm proud of our guys because they're in a lot of positions where we had to fight back, and tonight wasn't one of those nights. You know, we kept going right to the end, and credit to our guys because they've found a lot of ways to win. It was just unfortunate. It was a really good challenge for us against a healthy team, a very good team, and I just thought in the first period we didn't execute very well, and you could tell about the you know, our starts in the D zone, a lot of face-offs. We didn't execute that well, but in saying that, we still come up and we get a lead, and then they come back, and then we get another lead in the third, and I just think we just gave too much, especially off the rush. You know, our checking has been pretty good, and credit them because they attacked the game as good as we've seen in a long time.
First, a report on McCabe, and second, it seemed like it had a very big impact on the game.
Well, it definitely did. You know, when you lose a player like that, it's tough to fill that position. When he gives us quality minutes, I haven't spoken to the trainers. I'll know more about that tomorrow.
Thompson gets the goal, and there's another shift where that line just buried him in.
Yeah, they had a couple good shifts there in the third where we hemmed him in. We got a line change within that shift, and we just couldn't find the net, but we had some awfully good looks, and they were a pretty good force in the third period.
And with all the overtime games, all these games in such a short time span, were you encouraged at all at the end that you guys were skating with them the entire game? It's not like they completely outskated you. You skated with them. It was a very back-and-forth game.
Well, we're going to have to expect that we're going to get, you know, every team that we play their best game, and this is a very, very good team, and they were ready, and we knew that, and I think we just didn't execute well. But I give our guys credit. You know, we had a one-goal lead in the third period. We just didn't find a way to seal it off.
How much are you going to emphasize that to your guys, that now you have a certain degree of notoriety from this streak, and a lot of people are going to circle you on the schedule when you come to town?
Well, they're going to be ready for us, right? They're going to look at a record. They're going to look at the streak that we had, you know, being a top team right now, and they're going to be ready to play us. So we've got to take that in consideration. But I think it's a great challenge. You know, they should embrace that and look forward to seeing teams give us their best game.
What's the biggest reason for 12 shots in two periods was you were killing a lot of penalties?
Well, just, you know, a little bit of the flow, and then we lost Nate for 10 minutes. And, you know, early we killed, the second period to kill, a great double minor kill by our penalty kill was solid. And you know, when you get into those penalty situations, it disrupts our bench and the flow of our lines.
Thanks.
Thank you.